Boker Tov, everyone. We are finishing off Ezrat Hashem Hilchos Shavuos. Today, Siman Tov Tzadidal, the one Siman that talks about Hilchos Shavuos. We'll get into the Minhagim of Shavuos. Vila Nishmas.
Ida
Basmer Vavro. Okay, so today we get to the Minhagim, two specific Minhagim that we discuss when it comes to Hilchos Shavuos. And a lot of people talk about these two Minhagim for the sake of it, because the purpose is because there's not that much to talk about in Hilchos Shavuos. So when there is things to talk about, a lot of talk about these two specific Minhagim and such. The first one is mentioned by the Ramah over here, V'noagim lishtoach asovim b'shavuos b'basic nesses v'abatim. The minig is to put, if you know it's correctly over here, asovim is like grass, like pieces of things that grow in the ground, greens. We'll see why that is in a moment. In the Beis Knesses and in the houses, why zecher l'simchas matan Torah, zecher to the simcha of matan Torah. What is this zecher l'mitzvah matan Torah? What is this minhag that we're remembering? So it says over here, Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkat Yud zecher l'simchas matan Torah shayu shama sovim sovim Har Sinai, because Har Sinai had grass growing around Har Sinai. How do we know that? It says, don't let your cattle graze around Har Sinai. What are they going to graze? They're going to graze on the grass. So therefore, there's grass around Har Sinai. Therefore, before we receive the Torah in the Beit Knesset, we have grass around over here. Okay, I haven't seen necessarily people putting patches of grass around the show so much with the Chorah. That's where they get the flowers and things like this in the Beis Knesset. That is one specific minhag. And we'll notice over here, there's going to be two different minhagim that they're going to sound very similar, but they come from two different sources, and therefore not to get confused. Okay? That is what to remember over here, to remember Mamad Har Sinai, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Besperish over here, to remember Mamad Har Sinai. Then the Magen Avraham comes and says there's another minhag. And that other minhag is to put trees. Okay? Eitzim, he says, B'shah B'beis Knesses. What's this for? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sif Katan, the end of Sif Katan Yod, he says, Noagin lahamit ilonos b'beis knesses v'abatim. There's money to put mamish trees in the shoals, basically, and in your homes. Why? Zecher Shabbat Tzeres Nidonim al Piras Ha'ilon. A zecher to the fact that on Shavuos, as the Mishnah tells us, that's a time of Zman that we're Nidonim al Piras Ha'ilon. It's the Zman of Rosh Hashanah for Piras Ha'ilonos. Okay, we're getting judged on the Piras Ha'ilonos. To remember that we're getting judged on the Paris of this year, on Shavuos, we put in fruit trees in the Beit Knesses, or at least trees, to remember this thing. Now, on the second minhag over here, the Gra disagrees. The Gra comes as the Agra bitul minhag. The Gra says, stop with this minhag, stop putting trees in the shoal. Why? Because amongst the Christians, that was their minhag, to put trees on their chagim, and therefore not to make it look like we're trying to follow the goyim. He says, better not to do this minhag and leave the trees outside of shul. But you'll notice over here, the Gra's only attacking the minhag of the Magen Avraham. He's not saying on the minhag of the Ramah. The Ramah is something else. That's the asavim to remember Matan Torah. So the Gra had no problem with that. It was Dafka putting the trees in the shul. That's where he had a problem with. Nevertheless, even though the Gra, as the Mishnah Berurah, Ms. Messiah over here, says not to do it, nevertheless, the minhag in many places is still to do it, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal says over here. Firstly, makes the first point. He says, L'chora, in Dibra Masl, but, L'chora ikra k'teidu hu b'ilonos, v'davka b'beis Knesses, davka by ilonos, meaning not in Asavim, and secondly, is davka b'beis Knesses, and not in your home. He's fine to put trees even in your home, and to put a sub even in the Beis Knesses, because it's only because the Goyim would do it in their house of worship. Your house or the Beis Knesses with even a sub is not going to be a problem whatsoever. V'yitakeni says Shebe Eretz Yisrael Sheinu Metzuyin Kolkach Goyim Anorikein Ein Kepida Klal. He says, Aaron Eretz Yisrael, where there's not that many Goyim putting trees in their house of worship, the Muslims don't do it. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, he says, not a problem even to put the trees and go like the Magen Avraham, not like the Shita. So even though many of them in Hagim of the Gra came down to Aaron Eretz Yisrael, says Marina Rabbi Rav Nevinzal, this minhag you don't have to follow because it's not shaykh. The whole reason is not so shaykh in Aaron Eretz Yisrael. I believe also in Chutz La'aretz, many are still knowing this minhag. And even though maybe they don't bring mamish trees, they'll bring in big flower pots and stuff like this. Yeah, but hopefully people realize what the minhag is about. The whole minhag is to remind us, A, about Mamon Har Sinai is the Asavim, and B, the Ilanos, remember that, remind us that we're being judged on the Paris Ha'ilan. Okay, so that is one minhag that is mentioned over here. The second minhag is even more popular. We all know that there's an idiot to eat dafka milchiks on Shavuos. That we talk about a lot over here, and that's the end of the Rama over here. He's vinoagin. There are those who are knowing to eat all dafka milchik foods on the first day of Shavuos. Okay, that is what he's brought down over here. The question is, what is the reason for this minhag? Why dafka milchik on Shavuos? Here we go. Says the Rama. Venerli atam. We take two tafshilin on our Seder plate, the Zroah and the Beitzah, one to remember the Korban Pesach, and one to remember the Korban Chagiyah. What the world does have to do with Shavuos? We'll see in a second. It's just leading into the reason. So he says, Cain, so too, Ochli Machle Chalav, Ve'achar Kach Machle Basar. So too, we're supposed to eat Machle Chalav, and also afterwards, then machle basar utzrichin lahavi imahem beiz lechem al hashulchan shimukam makom amizbeach. Because you're eating two different types of food, both gvina and basar, therefore you don't want to eat bread with both of them. There's an inyan not to eat, not an inyan. If you eat bread and your mama slap on the meat or the milk on a loaf of bread, okay, so you're not allowed to use that same loaf of bread for that meat. People get this mixed up. They think then you can't, if you have sliced bread in the middle of the table and you had a fleshic meal, then you're not allowed to eat that, say, from that same bread and the milk. As long as you don't actually eat that bread mamish and with milk, you take from the serving platter, put it on your plate, like most people do nowadays, you can still use that same bread as long as it looks clean from the thing. But over here, it's talking about mamish using the same loaf of bread. You slapped on some butter on that bread. You can't use that loaf of bread now for basar. So he says, since you're eating two different things, you're going to be chayv to bring two different loaves of bread. So similarly, like there's two different eatings on Pesach, Korban Chagigah, and the Korban Pesach, so too, we're supposed to have two loaves of bread. Why? Hopefully we know that in Shavuos, the major Korbanos was the Shtei Alechem. Okay, the second day of Pesach being the Korban Omer, we count 49 days until the 50th day we bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos to remember the Shtei Alechem. Therefore, we're not going to have milchiks and fleshiks. Okay, it's a little bit like a roundabout way to get this minhag of milchiks, but that's what he says. We're not really because it's milchiks. We want to have these two loaves of bread to remember the Shtei Alechem in order to make sure that we have two loaves of bread. We are going to have milchiks and fleshiks. He says, Dafka not only have milchiks, we have to have milchiks and fleshiks one after another, and therefore we're forced to have two different breads. Okay? Therefore, over here, the Magen Avraham says, Dafka. Magen Avraham writes, based on this Ramah, he says, one of the loaves of bread should dafka be baked with butter, or baked with milchiks, in order now that this lechem is going to be separate than the lechem, this one's for the milchik meal, the other one will be for the fleshik meal. That just to point out, okay, if you don't get confused, you might have heard. Hopefully you've heard it by this point. If not, then there is another lechem you should know in your idea. You're not allowed to make milchik bread. It is an isser to make either milchik bread or fleshik bread, because we're afraid that since bread is always eaten as a staple meal, you always put on. You put on your deli on the bread, or you put on your cheese on the bread. We're afraid if you make milchik bread, you're not going to know it's milchiks, and then you're going to eat it with basar, or vice versa. You're at his usher to make milchik bread. So what are we talking about over here making milchik bread? Is the first simon and shulchan aruch and yoredeya. You're not allowed to make milchik bread. Okay, so the answer to this question is over there. It gives two atarim, and therefore we must be talking about one of these two atarim. Or you're talking about you make a small enough piece of bread that it's made for one seuda. If you make it for one seuda, we assume, okay, you're going to eat it at the milchik meal. You'll finish it then. You're not going to leave it over and end up having it with your deli sandwich. Okay, or you make it in a way that it looks different than your normal lachmania. Okay, it looks different than your regular chal. As long as it has some type of shinui, say, oh wow, it looks different. Therefore, we know this is bread. That's why it's going to be mutter. By the way, they say that's the reason why in Eretz Yisrael, if you look at berekas, are always the same shape. Okay, berekas, prior berekas are long. The milchik berekas are always made, I believe, in a triangle. Are always the cheese berekas are there in order to make this heker, to make sure people don't get confused between the milchik berekas and the bar berekas. They do it that bedafka. Same too, if you make milchik bread, you're supposed to make it in a shape or something that makes it look differently. That's what's going to be over. But that's the reason the Rama over here, that the Ber Heite brings the second reason, I'm not going to get into where it's connected to Hilchas Nida. Okay? He brings down over here, just like Matan Torah. Just like Anita has to wait, Shiva Nikiyam, okay, 7 days, not really Shiva Nikiyam, 7 days. Okay, so to Matan Torah, we have 7 weeks. Dumya de Nida. Okay, why it's connected to Nida, you can look in the Berachot Dave. He says over there. The third reason is the Magen Avraham himself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Siv Katan Yud Beis. He says, Ein b'magen Avram, v'anei shemati od, v'shem gadol echad shemar tam nochal lezeh. I have another reason, and this reason is going to be specifically to do why with Dafka Milk. He says, ki be'esha amdu al har Sinai v'kiblu ha-Torah, when they started har Sinai and received the Torah. Okay, it says, explain why it's the Torah. It's only really the Aseret Seudot. No, we didn't get the whole Torah on Mamad Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu went through it for 40 days. On Har Sinai, we only got the Aseret Seudot. But the Aseret Seudot has a makor, is connected to all, so it's the shrushim for all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay, v'chulei v'chulei. And then he says like this, v'yardu mina har lebeisam. Afterwards, they went back to their house. Lo matzu malechol tekev ki machlei chalav. They didn't have what to eat except for machlei chalav right away. Ki lebosu tzarech hachana rabba. Back in the day, they didn't have flesh in the freezer to take out and cook it up for the suda right now. Well, they would add the shech the cow, and then do all the preparations, salt it, and do this and this and that. It would have taken forever. To make machlei chalav was much easier. Okay, you milk the cow, you make a little gvina, and therefore they had the gvina. That's what they did right after Mamad Har Sinai. They had a milchik meal and not a fleishik meal. So too, after Kabbalah Sotor, there's an Indian to have dafka, a milchik meal and not a fleishik meal. Fine, those are the different reasons why the minhag developed, why we're going to have a milchik meal. Now, Kazmarin Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sali says, he brings down at least one nafkamin over here between the different reasons. Says, Marina Rabbeinu Nevin Sali, Dibarasal Machale Chalav. He says, Lefi Tam Shachilas Machale Chalav, Hikadesh Yazech L'Shtei Alechem. If it's like the Roma, it's to remind us of the Shtei Alechem. Nir Shetzarich Lechel Dafka B'toch Sudas Pass. You have to have a milchig meal, then, says Rav Nevin Sali, according to the time of the Ramah, because you have to have it with bread. It's not good enough to have a cheesecake sometime in the afternoon to have this gvina, because it's not a din in having the milk. It's a din in having, once again, chugla zecher to the shtei alechem. So that's one nafkamina going. According to the Magen Avraham Lechora, okay, if you didn't have a mashal, maybe you would say also you should have a meal, because it was a meal after they had Amar Arsinei. But it's a din to remember that they had machal echol, it could be they have a kiddush with a cheesecake, might be good enough to remember the Magen Avraham who had done the Ber Heita's reason. Another nafkamina says the all those healthy eaters out there that should know another thing. According to the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Zikon Yedzayin, if it's a Zikaron to the Shtei Alechem, so it says, being Cain, you shall chitin. You have to have dafka wheat bread. If you're going to have spelt bread to remember this, it's not going to help you. Okay? You're not remembering the Ramah then, because not Zikar to the Shtei Alechem over here. You dafka have to have wheat bread and not one another type of bread. So that's going to be a second nafka. According to the Chlor, according to the Magen Avraham, obviously the bread has nothing to do with this. For hate that the bread has nothing to do with it, you can have as much spelt challah as you want, on Shavuos there will be no problem. But according to the Ramah, both the milchik meal and the fleishik meal should have dafka wheat bread. Fine. Now, there are different minhagim that people have when to shtop in this milchik meal. Okay, some people dafka will have only milchik meals on Shavuos. I think that's just more for the people who like milchiks and not fleishiks, because you see over here, at least according to the Ramah's reasoning, it's not going to have milchiks and fleishiks. They have milchiks and fleishiks. Some say dafka they don't want to have a milchik meal, chasal shalom on yontov, to have a fleishik meal, to wipe out a fleishik meal. Now you have to have two fleishik meals, and almost have a third milchik meal at some point to remember this minhag. Others do both. They'll have one milchik meal, one fleishik meal. Okay, one milchik, one meal, one fleishik meal. And as he says, some do dafka will have it within the same meal. They'll have milchiks and fleishiks, and not obviously at the same time. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says over here, Sivkot Tetzayin, he says over here, because the Ramah sounds like you're doing it one after another. So he just says over here, when you want to make basar, obviously you're going to have milchiks first, and then the flesh. If you're going to have the milchiks first and the flesh, make sure that you change the tablecloth. He says over here, one the lachas ain't sarch lahasib yabirkas a muslim, ain't no ochel gvina kosha. If you're not going to be having hard cheeses, you don't even have to bench in between the milchik and flesh. You can wash and you can have your milchiks. And before even benching, okay, it's a big deal, you know, and simon pay tests and yaradea, but this is how the Mishnah Berurah is passing over here. Even betoch, with the same suda, you can even have milchiks and flesh. And you kanach piv yaf of yadiach, kadisa biyaradea simon pay tests. Okay, and therefore he's passing a lachlais, you can have it within the same suda over here. So some people will do that. They'll have milchiks, They'll take a little bit of break. They'll change the tablecloth, and then they'll have fleishiks to get in. That sounds like very similar to what the Ramah seems to be describing this right over here. Whatever the minig is, you have minig's fine. You have Friday night fleish, the night of Yom Tov fleish. The day you have milchiks, vice versa. Well, everything's good as long as you're going to have this milchik meal over here. Then you're going to be fine. Some take this minig. So far, some achronim say that some of the dinim of waiting between basar and chalav, you don't have to be so makbid. And Shavuos is such a strong minhag that's going to override. Says the Ber, if you look in the Berhetiv, Berhetiv quotes the Sheita of the Elia Zuta at the end of end of the Simon, end of Sifkat Meches, about 8 lines from that. He says, "Katav Elia Zuta b'shem Kolbo, the b'Shavuos yesh nohagim in the Rishonim, the b'Shavuos yesh nohagim lachol gvina besuras mincha." Okay, some will not wait 6 hours between the fleishik meal that they had in the morning, and before 6 hours are up, they'll already have a milchik meal, b'shas mincha, and shavuos afternoon. They'll just make sure that they wash out their mouth, and things like this. And nevertheless, you see the verses, v'ayin chok Yaakov, you look at the chok Yaakov over here, he brings on the shitas, and he disagrees with this shita. And that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not go with this Eliyahu Zuta. The Mishnah Berurah, the Siv Katan Yud Zayin, you see over here, says Katan Prima God. He says Yesh Li Zayir BeInyan Machlei Basar BeChalav BeKol Mashin Yizarim BeKol Hashana. Don't think that you could come out to kulos over here. You have to be careful with everything you hold. The rest there, you have to be careful with. Also, on Shavuos, the Mishnah Berurah is passing the Chumrah over here. Does not take on this Eliyahu Zuta Lekula. He says one should have to be Machmed, which gets into the Lachas a little bit about waiting between milk and meat. If one is going to have a milk Suda, and then he's going to go straight into a Fleishik Suda, okay? So here are a couple of important things. If you eat it within Toch Suda Achaz, we just said, you have to make sure you change the tablecloth. That you do have to do, however, you do not have to bench in between the Sudas. What you do have to do, as the Mishnah Berurah already pointed out over here, Yikanech Piv Yafav Yadiach, you have to rinse out your mouth. You're supposed to take a little bit of something powerful, put into your mouth, and take a little bit of a drink. Also, that's Yikanech Piv Yafav. If you have the rinse off your mouth a little bit, Moreno Rabbeinu Nemetzal points out also over here, and Divrei Asla Yizayir in V'chein Yishtov Yadav Heitev. If you use your hands to eat, so you also make her to dinner, have to wash your hands. Okay? Even if it looks like it's clean, there might be some shamunis connected to it. Therefore, you would have to wash your hands before having the basar. He does point out over here, though, if you eat with a fork and knife, so yeshu sovim shalot tzarech, then some say that you would not have to wash your hands. Obviously, logically, that if your hands are not dirty, you would not have to go ahead and wash your hands in terms of this. In terms of waiting in between milchiks and fleishiks, so we all know, and probably we've heard about this, and Simon Pei Tesef discusses the difference between soft cheeses and hard cheeses. It talks about that if you're having soft cheeses, you don't have to wait, you just mekanech pig. But if you're having hard cheese, based on Rami Rotenberg, then you would have to wait. Just like between basar and chalav, you'd have to wait also from chalav to basar. That just gets into the whole Indian of what is the definition of hard cheeses. So if you look at the poskim over there, they bring down hard cheeses with something that was aged for like 6 months. Okay? Things like that. So basically, therefore, many poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, says most of our cheeses are not aged for 6 months. So even what we would call hard cheeses, American cheese and Swiss cheese and Munster cheese and things, cheeses like this, would not be under the category of hard cheese according to Rav Moshe, because they're not aged. They come out, they take them out, and they're very quickly done. Nowadays, one exception to the rule would be Parmesan cheese. Parmesan cheese are aged for over 6 months, and therefore, even amongst the makilim, by Parmesan cheese, many people will be machmer not to wait, not to eat right away. Basar, and you'll even say, I saw last time I was in America, some of the restaurants on the Parmesan cheese bottle will say, if you use this, you have to wait 6 hours before you have basar. That's where it's coming from, because Parmesan cheese is dafka aged. Now, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevetzal has a chumra over here. He brings it down over here. He says, Gvinos kashos, shel yamein. He says over here, a hard cheese already, afal pisha einim yeshanos kevino shalpam, even though they're not aged like the, they mevur b'michtav admorzal. He quotes a letter from Shlomo Zalman. He says, sheyesh machmirin lahan t'mishay shos, that they're machmirin to wait 6 hours. The svara being, even though they're not aged 6 months, they say it's just a technicality. And nowadays, because through chemicals and stuff like that, we're able to age our cheeses in a few days, what they used to take 6 months for them to, through chemical reactions, we could do it very, very quickly. And therefore, the whole 6 month thing is thrown out the window according to the Machmirim. As I said before, most poskim are many, many poskim. Definitely, the minhag amongst most is not to wait by hard cheeses, and only, and even by American cheese and what we call here yellow cheese and things like this. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevunzahl himself is holds to be machmer dafka. You see in different writings of Shlomo Zalman, there are some stiras back and forth whether he really held like this and one had to do this, he didn't have to do this, whatever it could be. It's a chumrah ba'alma to take on. According to this, if you want to think on the chumrah, what he's understanding is anything that is not the texture of a cottage cheese, cream cheese, yogurt, and things like that, that would be the only thing that's considered soft cheeses. Everything outside of that, yellow cheeses and Swiss cheeses and Munster cheeses, American cheese, all those things would all be under the category of hard cheese that you would have to wait 6 hours in between. Now, that's in terms of hard cheeses. In terms of soft cheeses, okay, and even milk, then you probably have heard that some people will wait, even between not to eat basar right away. Where does that come from? So Moreno Rabbeinu Nevunzahl brings down the core of this also. He says, "Al pi Zohar Hakodesh, based on the Zohar, yesh omrim lahamtin kishah bein chol lebasar." Okay, there are those who wait kishah over. It sounds like from the Zohar, you're supposed to wait an hour. Some people have the minhag to only wait a half hour in between any, even drinking a cup of milk, cup of chomer, soft cheeses over to wait in between Gvina and Basar, a half hour, or for the based on the Pashas Lazar, would be an hour to wait. Now, one is not required to do this. This is a Chumra Ba'alm. We don't pass like it in Shulchan Aruch. It is mentioned in the Achronim. However, one is not Mechuyev to take it on. He can rely on Hadachas Piv Ba'alma and washing his hands, by, definitely by soft cheeses, L'chor by hard cheeses. If there's anyways Machmirin, at least to wait the hour. The Afgai point out over here that you should know the Roman himself, even between Basar to Cholov, brings down the sheet of Tosos that all you have to wait is an hour. Okay? So if one wants to take on the chumrah of eating, not of waiting, in between hard cheeses or maybe all chalav, between cheese and basar, I think if he's not ready to take on, let's say, to wait 6 hours, even if he waited an hour, then he's at least marviach also the Zohar Kodesh. He's also marviach. The sheet is the Rishon that hold. Anyways, you only have to wait an hour. So I think that's a nice pshara being time. If one is not ready to take on all hard cheeses, then he could wait 6 hours. Rav Nevunzahl holds that even all hard cheeses, you have to wait 6 hours or 5 hours, as we discussed in different times. Okay, however, there's room to say, just wait an hour, at least then you're getting into something over here. And this, I'll end off, Hilchos Shavuos, someone came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. In Kol Torah, they used to have a minug that at the end of Lashon Hara, I don't know, it's after davening or the night of Yontif, they would dance Tafka in Kol Torah, they would have dancing Lel Shavuos. Someone came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman with the Shulchan Aruch, tells us not to dance on Shabbos and Yontif. So he asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman, how could we go ahead and dance? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, says such Bachar, he goes, you're going to get married Bezrat Hashem soon. He said, correct, Bezrat Hashem. He said, do you want us to come dance at your wedding? He said, of course I want you to come dance at your wedding. He says, Lel Shavuos is the chuppah between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants us to dance at his wedding, and therefore, it says that's the minhag why we dance on Shavuos, even those who are machmer. During other times not to dance, Lel Shavuos dafka, there's more of a reason, ad kan, for today.